Blog Talk Radio.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will renew their strength. Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a motivational encourager. And I am enjoying my journey. God already told me who I am. I'm a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service the soul. The fact that this broadcast is on the air, it's showing that I am a motivational encourager. And that's exactly what I do. So on today, I'm trying something new, something different with the time on today. So I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit. How about you? How about you? Are you practicing the God habit? Well, I'm so happy that you are here with me on today. And I praise God for that. And so we're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to get right into this topic on today. They that wait, is that you? They that wait, is that you? So whatever that desire, whatever it is that you have before God on today, and you want Him to help you with it, I want you to get it in your mind right now. And I am going to pray, touch, and agree with you for God to do it for you. Because I know that God can do any fail. God can't fail. He cannot fail. No failure is in Him. But He can do anything but fail. All right? So if you got it in your mind, come go with me to the throne of grace, and let's tell the Lord about it. Let's have a little talk with Jesus and tell Him all about this situation. Father, we thank You and we magnify You right now for who You are, God. Thank You, Lord Jesus, and what we know about You on today. You can do anything, God, but fail, and we thank You for that right now. Now, we come to You today, God, in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing with my sister and with my brother. Thank You, God, for You to work out whatever it is that they have going on in their lives, God. Father, we speak to the mountains in their lives right now, God, and we declare and decree that they be plucked up by the root and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over them right now in Jesus' name. Declare and decree it so in Your most holy name. And Father, we thank You for it right now. Look on our leaders everywhere, God. Look on the sick everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the ones that have lost loved ones, God. Comfort them, God. If You are the comforter, God, comfort them on today, God. And we thank You for this prayer now, God. Father, You said if we would acknowledge You in all of our ways and doings, that You would direct us. Thank You for direction on this day. In Jesus' name we pray, with the knowledge and understanding. Thank You, God, and amen, and amen. Praise God. Praise God for prayer. Man ought to always pray and never, never faint. So we thank God for that. If you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, And you can leave your request right there. Praise God. If you want a motivational encourager to come where you are and motivate the people where you are, well, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes. And if you would like to check out my books, go to my website and check them out right there. Today we are talking about They That Wait. And is that you? Is that you waiting? Today is Recover All Wednesday. And we want to recover all because we've been redeemed. We have been redeemed. The scripture said, let the redeemed say so. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are no longer under the curse of sickness, disease, or poverty, but we've been redeemed. Jesus did it for you. So who did it? Jesus did it for us. So they that wait upon the Lord, and we're talking from Isaiah 40 and 31, they that wait. And so I'm talking from the Message Bible here right now, and it says, why would you ever complain? Oh, my God, just imagine that, to get so filled with the Lord, knowing God, knowing that we've been redeemed, knowing what we have in God. My God, why would you even complain? Oh, Jacob, or why, Israel? Why would we, saying, God has lost track of me? My God, he said that if you would abide in me and my word abide in you, we can ask what we will. He doesn't care what happened to me. Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're saying? Is that you? Is that you? Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He, creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath. And he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, give fresh strength to dropouts. For even though people tire and drop out, young folks in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Are you waiting for God? Or are you lagging behind? Are you lagging? Is that you? Is that you? Are you waiting for God to work it out? To work out your situation, you are, have you gone ahead of him and messing up the situation because of your impatience? My God, can't we do that? We can mess it up by not waiting on God. Did you ask God? Did you ask him to do something about your situation? Did you speak to your mountain? Did you do what God told you to do? God said in Mark 11 and 23, he said for us. He didn't say he was going to do it. He said for us. He said he gave us power and he gave us authority to speak to our mountains. Whatever our mountains are in our lives, those situations in our lives that don't seem to want to move, thank you. God gave us the authority to speak to them. Speak to them. Speak to that sickness. Speak to that disease. Speak to your money. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When it's short and funny, speak to it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But he said that it's his desire, his will, that we would be abundantly blessed. Abundantly blessed is what God's desire Israel. So he's given us that authority to speak to that mountain, whatever it is. And he said it would move. He said it shall obey you. It shall obey you. But we've got to have that confidence. For this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, God will do it. And his word is his will. So healing is in his will. It's his will that we be healed. It's his will that we be delivered. It's God's will that we be set free. Praise God. On this afternoon, it is the will of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he even say in that same chapter, Mark 11 and 24, that whatever our desire, that when we pray, pray believing. Don't doubt, pray believing. When you go down, pray believing. Believe that God is going to give you what you asked him for. Believe that. Believe that. It's already done. Believe, believe when you pray. And he said, if we believe and doubt not, thank you, Lord Jesus, you shall have what you say. So we got to get rid of doubt. We've got to get rid of doubt. We've got to get rid of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. So we've got to get rid of the doubt. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we've got to get rid of that fear. Those are enemies against our faith, against us believing what the Lord has told us. We've got to get in the word and let the word get in us. Let it get in us. Get in the word. Elder Monroe used to say that all the time. Get in the word and let the word get in you. Thank you, God. And then we can ask God. And he said, abide in me and I in you. And he said, they would come and sup with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to have and know that you have the Lord on your side. Oh, my God, it's worth all the riches. It's worth it all. It's worth it all having Jesus. So they that wait, listen to that. And is that you? Are you one of those that's waiting upon the Lord? And look at all the things that he's going to do if you wait. So you got to trust him and give him time. No matter how long he takes, he's a God that you can't hurry. He will be there. Don't worry. He's worth the wait. Our God is a mighty God. He can do anything but fail. God can't fail. He can't. He cannot fail. Our prayer today. But they that wait upon the Lord, are you waiting? They that wait. Is that you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. But they that wait upon the Lord shall. They shall renew their strength. You're going to get some new strength every day. His mercy is renewed daily. So you got another chance, got some renewed strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, my God. See, you're rising above that situation. See God working it out. Look there. Look there and see God already. They sent the angels. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to make the crooked way straight. They shall run and not be weary. Yes, you're going to run on. See what the end's going to be. And they shall walk and not faint. Ain't no time for fainting, but it's time to be encouraged. It's time to be strengthened. The Lord is my strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is. He is the joy. Thank you. Get you some joy. See, if you need some joy, leap for it. So leap for some joy. Hallelujah. As you listen to this message and be encouraged on today, shall not faint. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen and amen. So until the